USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Minneapolis police officer charged in the George Floyd murder trial, Derek Chauvin, will not testify. Judge Peter Cahill, a 14-year veteran of the bench, with instructions directed at Mr. Chauvin.
He can give you advice, and you can take that advice or reject that advice. But the decision ultimately has to be yours and not his. Is this your decision not to testify?
It is, Your Honor.
All right. Do you have any questions about your right to remain silent or to testify on your own behalf?
Not at this time, I don't.
All right. Does anyone promise anything or threaten you in any way to keep you from testifying?
No promises or threats, Your Honor.
Do you feel that your decision not to testify is a voluntary one on your behalf?
Yes, it is.
The trial is now in the prosecution's rebuttal phase. The trial could go to the jury very soon. We'll keep you updated. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Military leaders since the beginning of time will tell you, never give your enemies your plans. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more on the U.S. pullout of Afghanistan.
This is the worst possible outcome, is to pull up and leave and hope that things will turn out well.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reacting to President Biden's decision to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan. Today, Biden unveiling his plan to end U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Troops will begin slowly leaving Afghanistan starting on May 1st. Graham continues.
President Biden, unfortunately, has chosen the highest risk option available, which is to leave no matter what.
Republicans and some Democrats say it could embolden the Taliban, while the president says it's time to end the forever war. Congressional Democrats plan to introduce legislation today to expand the U.S. Supreme Court by four justices, a proposal that promises to draw fierce opposition from Republicans. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the border crisis continues to spiral out of control, several U.S. governors are telling the Biden administration, not in my backyard, to illegal immigrants. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
On average, the United States accepts 1.18 million legal immigrants per year. The U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee will hold an April 22nd hearing on President Biden's three nominees to serve on the U.S. Postal Board of Governors. Wednesday's announcement comes after the United States Postal Service in March outlined a proposed 10-year strategic plan that would slow current first-class delivery standards and raise some prices to counter the $160 billion deficit over time. USA Radio News.